Hello and welcome to the Young Conservatives podcast. Today we are on to the topics of illegal immigration and racism in the United States. We will start with illegal immigration. Now, let's be clear. It doesn't matter what side of the scale you are on. Illegal immigration to this country is a problem. Now, I'm not going to bore you with all the same things you hear all the time, like how illegal immigrants steal our jobs and don't pay taxes, because it simply isn't true, at least in most cases. The real problem lies with the cost of detaining and also the cost of aid we give them, the illegal immigrants. According to the Oregonian, illegal immigrants are eligible for almost all the aid legal citizens are eligible for. And according to NBC, they cost us $54 billion a year, although the president has said it is over $250 billion a year. Either way, that is more than the cost of the wall, just saying. We'll just go with $54 billion, however. Any American should be worried about this number. They thought $5.7 billion for the wall was a large number. Everyone should be in awe of this number. I also want to be clear. I don't hate Mexicans or any people of Central or Southern American descent. I only want what is best to keep this country going, and one way to do that is through making sure people are coming to this country legally so we know who they are and where we can find them. The reason illegal immigration is so dangerous is because you can't track them once they are in the country, and if one of those people are a criminal or a terrorist, we need to know where they are. And if they're an illegal immigrant, it's impossible to find them. And as for the manufactured crisis, we won't go on about how Obama literally called it a crisis when he was president, and somehow that's okay, but when Trump says it, it's reported as fake news. Another thing before I move on is that I welcome anyone of any race or religion into this country as long as they come legally. Now, on to racism in the United States. Does it happen? Yes. Is everyone guilty to an extent? Yes. The reason I say everyone is guilty is because conservatives are called racist for just saying they are conservative. Yet when liberals say derogatory things about someone that even looks white, somehow it's okay. Newsflash, it's not. The real reason I bring this up is because just in the past couple of years, I have heard a lot of talk about how you can't be racist to white people. When I heard this, it took me a second to process it, and to this day, I still am processing. I first looked up the definition. I will read it now. Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. Nowhere in this definition do I hear any mention of a specific color or race. Which seems to me that the very idea that you can't be racist to white people is racist. It just makes no sense, and of course, you can't have a civil argument with someone on this topic because you will be shut down and called a racist immediately for even opposing the philosophy. And that's it for today, folks. If you have any opposing views or thoughts or even questions, DM me at young_conservatives2020 on Instagram or send me a voice message on Anchor. Thanks for listening in and enjoy the rest of your day.